Federal News Radio has been telling you there will be no cost of living adjustment for retirees in 2011. This is the second year in a row where no COLA has been made. Well, is this maybe a good thing? Jason Fichtner thinks so. He's a former deputy commissioner at the Social Security Administration, and he's now a senior research fellow at Mercatus Center at George Mason University. And he joins us now with a different take on this. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Okay, great to have you on. So tell us your take on what the lack of COLA is really telling us.
Well, I think it's important to realize that Social Security benefits provide income security for millions of Americans. And since 1975, the cost of living adjustment has been tied to the Consumer Price Index to keep politics out of deciding when or when not to have a COLA. And what's been happening is in 2008, we had a very big increase in inflation, if you remember the $4 a gallon for gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So the inflation rate was 5.8%, and that led to a 5.8% COLA for 2009. Since then, prices have dropped significantly, and inflation has not yet risen to that point in 2008 to give a further COLA increase. So seniors have had protection in their income over the last 2 years. They've had that expanded COLA, and Social Security benefits never go down. So even though prices have gone down, the COLA adjustment for 2008 hasn't, and they still had that pricing power.
So the way you explain it, and I've often wondered about this, there's actually more wiggle room for folks who are on a fixed income with their Social Security payouts. But I don't think it works that way in real life. It seems like it puts them in a bind.
I think people might see it that way, but again, it's important to realize that the Social Security benefits were basically designed to keep people out of poverty, and they do a fantastic job of doing that. Now, in fact, actually, for poverty rate, seniors saw a reduction last year. And one of the important things to note, again, about Social Security benefits is that we try to keep politics out of deciding when and when not to have a COLA increase. Since 1975, we've done that. So while it may seem, for example, that in some cases, maybe if they're going to a restaurant, prices are up, overall, prices are still lower than they were 2 years ago, and seniors have had a greater purchasing power over the last 2 years because of that generous 5.8% COLA they got 2 years ago.
So what does this all mean for the long-term finances of Social Security Administration itself?
Well, because there's no COLA adjustment this year, that actually doesn't come out of the trust fund then. So the 2010 trustees report was released in August, and currently what that shows is the exhaustion date for the trust funds is now 2037. And I think it's always important to note that when we say trust fund exhaustion, we do not mean bankruptcy. Social Security will be there for people after 2037, but changes need to be made for the program to be more solvent on a 75-year horizon.
You've said a couple of times that the whole process is designed to be apolitical, keeping politics out of the decision of whether to give a COLA or not. But there's this one-time $250 payment that lawmakers are going to be debating. Is that why you think it's not cool? Because that seems, that really smells political.
I do, and I think it's important that we try to keep politics out of choosing winners and losers.
So that $250 check, you would say that's probably not a great idea, pursuant to keeping it free of politics?
I would say that's correct, yes.
Well, how is that deciding who's winning and who's losing?
Well, if you're giving one group of people a check, why not give it to everybody else? And I think that's one of the problems that people would see this as, is that we're in times of fiscal stress. This $250 stimulus check would cost between $14 and $16 billion. And you could see about other things where we're trying to actually keep politics out of Social Security. By doing that, you'd actually inject it back in, especially when it comes to the cost of living allowance, which, again, we've designed in a way since 1975 to keep politics out of it. We're just injecting it back in again.
And we're speaking with Jason Fichtner, senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University and former deputy commissioner at the Social Security Administration. And getting back to that 75-year timeline, if we take a look at any, you know, report that's being published or broadcast today, we find riots in France because of a proposal by that government. I guess it's being voted on this Friday, to raise their retirement age to 62 for the very long term. Does that sound like something that this country is going to have to confront eventually to be able to remain solvent with respect to Social Security?
It's important to note that when the system was designed and the retirement age was set at 65, the average life expectancy was around 64, 65. We now have life expectancies into the 80s. And so there's a good case to be made that we could and maybe should increase the retirement age Social Security benefits. But I would point out for a lot of people that are listening, the major reform plans that have been passed around and circulated on the table basically hold harmless anyone around 50 or 55 made changes. And they make long-term changes that wouldn't take effect for about 30 years out.
So talk for a moment to those retirees who are listening this morning and who are saying, but wait a minute, I need that COLA or I need that $250 one-time payment. I need the money. Talk them off the ledge. Do they have any reason to worry or any reason to feel a little sense of center and peace? Give us some happy.
Yeah, well, the good news is Social Security benefits never go down. So again, when we had that 5.8% COLA in 2008, in 2009, we actually saw deflation. There is a 2.1% reduction in the CPI. But of course, we never take away people's Social Security benefits. So there was never a reduction in the benefits they were getting. Same thing for 2010, where we had a little bit of inflation. We're still not yet up to that peak in 2008. To award another COLA. But the good news is the benefit they received in the COLA adjustment 2 years ago has smoothed out their income and purchasing power for the last 2 years, and they still get that purchasing power. So even though there's no COLA adjustment next year, there's no reduction in Social Security benefits either. And that is doing its job. The benefits are doing their job, keeping people out of poverty.